There are a couple of interesting points about the structure of the Shmona Esrei that we say on Shabbos as opposed to during the week, and as opposed to other Chagim or other Shabbat or other events in general. And that is, first off, that on Shabbos as opposed to the 18 brachos that we say during the week, or 19 brachos more accurately, we only say 7. Now Rashi, quoted in the Sefer HaPardes, where he describes that we only say those 7 brachot, and he says the reason is very simple: we're not allowed to make requests on Shabbos. Other Rishonim say it's because of Torah HaTzibor. We don't want to. The Orchas Chaim LaRush says it. We don't want to waste everybody's time. We want them to be able to get home, so we shorten the Shmona Esrei. Whatever the reason may be, we make the Shmona Esrei somewhat shorter on Shabbos, and that is why we only have 7 brachot: the 3 in the beginning, the 3 at the end. That's the usual structure of Shmona Esrei, and only 1 in the middle. Now, when Rashi in the Sefer HaPardes says, how do I know that I only make 7 brachot? I know that I'm not going to have a Shmona Esrei that's as long as the one that I do during the week. How do I know that it's only 7? And he says it's because of the 7 praises that we say in the 7 Sheva Azkarot, as he puts it, that we say in Mizmor Shel HaShabbat, and that's Mizmor Shel Al Yom HaShabbos, that's 1, Tov Lodot LaHashem is 2, Kismachtani HaShem is 3, Magalu Masecha HaShem is 4, Atam Arom Leolam HaShem is 5, Ki Enei Ovecha HaShem is 6, Shtulim Evet HaShem is 6, I miscounted there somewhere, Nagi Kisha HaShem is 7. So you have 7 Azkarot, you end up with 7 Brachot. That's how I know that's all I'm supposed to have for Shabbos. Fascinatingly enough, the Machzor Vitri, which is one of Rashi's Talmidim, he also says that you only have to have 7, and he quotes the reason is he does quote the same, the first one of the 7 Askarot of Mizmor for Yom HaShabbos, but he does add another 2. One is the 7 kolot that David said al hamayim. That's Kol Hashem al hamayim, Kol Hashem bekoach, Kol Hashem be'adar, Kol Hashem shover arozim, Kol Hashem chotzev la'avot esh, Kol Hashem yachem idbar, Kol Hashem yacholel ayalot. That's 7. And there's another one. There's 7 kolot in the Torah. Ve'i kolot u'pakim, kol shofar, ve'i kol shofar, ve'lokim yadenu be'kol, ve'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot, ve'kol shofar, ve'yan kolam, kol echad. You end up with 7. So regardless, however you figure this out, but one way or the other, you'll end up with at least a mikol, a source that you have to have 7 brachot, and so we end up with 7. That then leaves us to the other fascinating point. It's great that we only have 7 brachot on Shabbos, but why is it that on Shabbos each tefillah is different? We have on our siddur, what we say at least, we have Takidashta is Friday night, Yismach Moshe is Shabbos day, and Ata Echad is Mincha. Obviously, Musaf is different. Musaf is always different. Musaf is a totally different structure in general. That has to do with the carbon Musaf. That the whole point of that Shmona Esrei is to discuss how the Musaf is brought in lieu of the fact that we can't actually bring it ourselves. But the other tefillot, it's fascinating that each one gets a different bracha. In general, like for example, Bani Yantiv, each one, it's the same bracha over and over again, 3 times. There's no difference between the two, or Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It's all the same tefillah. Only on Shabbos is each one, is there a separate tefillah for each. What's even more fascinating is that the Siddur of Amram Goen, one of the first Siddurim we have, actually has 2 different brachos. He doesn't use the same brachos that we use, except for Shachris. He has different ones for Mariv and Mincha, but for Shachris he uses the same one. The Machzor Vitri quotes that the reason why do we have 3 again? This is Rashi's Talmud. He says what are these 3 represent? He says we need 3 different ones. Ataki Dashta, the one we say at night, is Keneged Shabbos Bereshis. There are 3 different types of Shabboses that we want to commemorate throughout our tefillah. So one is Keneged Shabbos Bereshis. It was the first Shabbos ever. So that's what the one for Friday night represents. Yismach Moshe represents Shabbat Sinai. That's when the Torah was given. And the Ata Echad was given Keneged Shabbos Shasid Lavo, when all will be rest, we're all going to be great. So that's what the 3rd one is for. What's fascinating then is that according to the Machzor Vitri, who again is Rashi's Talmud, implies that Rashi, he quotes the same 3 brachos that we have, unlike the Siddur of Amram Goen. However, if you look at the Sefer HaManhig, which is Rav Avraham ben Nasan, who lived at 1155 to 1215, he's in Toledo, Spain, and he has a Sefer HaManhig, he quotes all these different Minhagim, and he says, Rabbi Shlomo, in other words, Rashi, Lo haya omer Yismach Moshe, he wouldn't say Yismach Moshe, Vaya omer ata b'chaltanu, Vaya maskil, ve'omer Shabbatot le'menucha. He says something about Shabbatot l'menucha. It's a different bracha. He doesn't quote the whole bracha here. Why? Ki lo yodea ma'inyan l'Shabbos Yismach Moshe. He says, I have no idea what Yismach Moshe has to do with Shabbos. So he just skipped that one and he had his own version of this bracha. That's fascinating. That means I have a source from the Sefer HaManhig that tells me Rashi used a different bracha than the one that the Machzavitri, who's Rashi's Talmud, quotes. Just for historical fact, who is the Sefer HaManhig's Rebbe? What's his relationship to Rashi? His Rebbe is the Riyah Zaken. The Riyah Zaken's father is Rab Meir ben Shmuel, the Rambash, or whatever you want to call it, but Rabbeinu Meir ben Shmuel, who is married to Yocheved. Yocheved is the daughter of Rashi. So he clearly has, at least it might be two generations removed, but he does have some sort of relationship with Rashi. So it's interesting that these two different early sources both quote Rashi as having a different bracha for Yismach Moshe. The Abu Draham, interestingly enough, he talks about what the purpose is, why we have different brachas, and as opposed to the previous version, the Machzavitri's version, which explained we have three different brachas because there are three different Shabbatot, and as part of that explanation, he felt no need to explain why Musaf was different, because obviously Musaf was going to be different. The Budraham is a fundamentally different idea, and that is, he also explains Musaf. He says, what's the difference? Right, we're describing the whole Shabbos prayer is alluding to this fact that there's this wedding over here between Shabbos and this is interesting, he calls the Kadosh Baruch Hu the Chatan as opposed to the Jewish people, depending on which Rishon you're using or what they're analyzing. Sometimes they refer to who Shabbos is getting married to the Jewish people. Sometimes Shabbos is getting married to God. It's a little bit fascinating. But regardless, he says over here, so why do I say Ata Kiddushta? Because that's the Sheva Kiddushin, Shetana Chatan Nakoda. The first step of getting married is to give Kiddushin. So first step, you have to give Kiddushin, therefore Ata Kiddushta. Then Yismach Moshe. Now they're all happy. The Chassid Kala are very happy. So we say Yismach Moshe. And then afterwards, Musaf, because what are we doing by Musaf? Hatosafot, Musif HaChatan, Aktu Batakala. All the extra things that the Chassan adds to the Ksuba has as a basic structure, but the Chassan can add all these extra things that he's going to give his Kala. So that's why we have a bracha, the bracha Musaf, or he says it has to do with the something to do with the Suda Smitzvah. And then afterwards, finally, we say, Ata Echad, Hashem Shemit Yached HaChatanim HaKala. Right? The Chassid HaKala finally get to have Yichud. And so that's why we say, Ata Echad. So it's fascinating that throughout the Tfilos of, throughout the different versions of Rishonim and the Geonim in our Tfilah, the earliest Rav Sadia Gaon did not have three different Tfilos as opposed to what we do have. He had separate Tfilah for Shacharis, for Arvis, for Aravit and Mincha. And Rashi, interestingly enough, in at least one source in the Sefer HaManhig, seemed to have a different bracha for Shacharis, but his Talmud in the Machzavitri does not quote the separate brachot, and it applies that Rashi had the same exact brachas that we have as well.